Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The recent visit to our state from Hurricane Helene brought the topic of disaster readiness to top of mind for many in our local business community. If you are a small business owner, how can you become less vulnerable and more resilient to disaster? Ben Means is a professor and the John T. Campbell Chair in Business and Professional Ethics at the Joseph F. Rice School of Law at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Ben, welcome back to the program.
It's great to be back.
So let's first of all talk about the family and small business situation here in South Carolina and how some of them may be vulnerable to disasters such as Hurricane Helene that came through recently.
Well, in the wake of a natural disaster, you may be dealing with power outages, property destruction, interruption of business operations. In general, if you're talking about a small business, you're talking about thin margins. So you have people dealing with the cost of repairs, lost inventory, and the prolonged closure can be a struggle. And that can be exacerbated when the business has limited insurance coverage or maybe doesn't have insurance. And then, unlike a larger scale national corporation that operates everywhere, a local business is going to be tied to and therefore dependent on the health of the community where it's located. So even if the business somehow escapes harm directly, it may be affected if people have to move away or if those people are affected financially. That can also directly impact the business.
Give us an overview of all the ways a small or family-owned business can become resilient to these types of situations.
Sure. Think about customer information. You should have a recovery plan. You should think about if your business is interrupted and you can't get to the physical location, what are the next steps? Do your employees know who to contact? Do you know how to find your employees? South Carolina has been taking steps to make businesses more resilient. Since 2020, there's now a South Carolina Office of Resilience that focuses on just those kinds of things, resilience planning, measures to bolster infrastructure, and to prepare businesses for natural disasters. And also, I should point out that I said before that family businesses and the local businesses are vulnerable because they're in particular communities. But that's also a source of resilience because those community ties can be drawn upon. You can leverage your family networks for labor, financial support. People care about local businesses. So that can be part of preparing for disaster is investing in the place. The things you do to have a strong business and to be connected to the community may benefit you when you need help.
And now I had mentioned business interruption insurance. My wife and I used to own a Baskin-Robbins in Columbia. And, you know, when we bought our business insurance, we included business interruption insurance. And we had an ice storm one winter that knocked out power for several days. And, of course, an ice cream store needs power.
Yeah.
That turned out to be a very good thing that we had this business interruption insurance. We received checks from the insurance company during that time.
That's a great story. And I think in the wake of COVID, people really appreciate the dangers of a business being disrupted. Now, I don't know what the current cost is of business interruption insurance, and it may have gone up, but that is an important thing to consider. Along with cybersecurity, if we're talking about threats to a business, disasters, that's not a natural disaster, but if someone hacks in and messes up your bank accounts, that can put you out of business. And again, there may be insurance policies depending on the size of the business, and depending on the steps you can take proactively to be in compliance with best practices. That's something that business owners should consider.
And now besides teaching the students there at the law school, you guys are a resource as well for the business community, especially on an issue like this, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we're happy if anyone needs help. We're not going to provide the legal advice or the financial advice, but we can definitely help identify whether it's a federal, state, or a local resource, or a lawyer or a financial advisor for an insurance claim, accessing credit, managing debt. You might have to renegotiate a lease or a supplier contract. There might be a dispute that comes up. We can definitely help people find whatever they need.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Ben Means is a professor and the John T. Campbell Chair in Business and Professional Ethics at the Joseph F. Rice School of Law at USC in Columbia. And we will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.